Oh boy, that has got to be the worst fucking McLaren pit strategy I've ever seen. Yo, what is up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the race rundown. Following on from arguably the most eventful Qatar Grand Prix we've had in Formula One history, and there's only been four. So we're off to a scorcher. Let's just get right into it, shall we? Franco Colapinto starts in the pits. Hadjar is in sixth again. At this point, I'm like, oh God, I just want to throw up. I just want to throw up at this point. Norris then loses a place to Max in lap one. For fuck's sake is what I have written down after that. Oscar first, Max second, and Lando third. 1.5 gap to Max. For Lando, Piastri fastest lap on lap three. Yuki gets another warning for track limits. We saw this in qualifying. To be honest, we saw it with a lot of drivers over the course of the weekend. The track limits were all over the place. Yuki gets another warning for track limits on lap four. Balance shift problems for Max apparently on lap six. Black and white flag for rejoining the track unsafely for Gasly. Hülkenberg is then off and Gasly has a puncture. Lap seven, safety car. Antonelli, Verstappen, Sainz, Alonso, Hadjar, Lawson, Hamilton. They all come piling into the pits except for McLaren. Now, for those that are colourblind, you might have thought that the McLaren suddenly turned red with that Ferrari pit strategy level of ridiculousness. However, you would be mistaken. It was orange, ladies and gents. The team fucked it completely. That's it. End of podcast. No, I'm joking. Ocon got a 5-second penalty for a false start at this point. So he then had to pit a lap later and sit his 5-second penalty. Racing incident for Hülkenberg and Gasly. No further investigation needed. Everyone else lost flexibility is what McLaren are saying over the radio. And that they have to pit in 25 laps. It still makes no sense to me as to why they didn't pit. As Oscar says, I'm speechless, and I was speechless for all the wrong reasons. Ocon was then noted for not serving his penalty, as I said, then had to go back into the pits. Williams absolutely smashing it is what I've got here. And then I have, in all capitals, what the fuck is this pit strategy? They've fucked it for themselves. Which they did. They've openly come out and basically said that they messed up the pit strategy this weekend and that they take full responsibility, which, I mean, you can't put it down to the drivers, can you, really? I can't help but feel like this was all a plan to get Max ahead of Oscar so that they didn't have to pick a number one driver. I don't want to be talking about conspiracy theories, but if they can't be asked to pick a number one driver, that's the perfect way to do it. Making them both run the same strategy so they don't look like they're picking a favourite is what I've got written here, and I will stand by that. I've then put here that the red tractor needs improving for next year. I think both Ferrari drivers can agree with that. Stroll infringement, lap 17. Norris the first to pit, question mark, out of the two of them? No. Past Bex, it was in fact Oscar Piastri that was the first to pit. Bortoleto, yellow flag infringement. Hadjar is then in seventh. Black and white flag for Albon for track limits. Piastri front left is struggling a little bit. He is then the first to pit with a 3-second pit stop, which for McLaren is slow. He then comes out ahead of Alonso. Then Lando goes into the pits, 2.2-second pit stop for him, no surprise there. Stroll then gets noted for speeding in the pit lane with a 5-second penalty for him. Oscar then rounds Kimi in lap 50, nice and easy. Lando then gets flagged for track limits in turn 10. Max pits on lap 32, so does everybody else, with an absolutely chaotic pit lane and a potential unsafe release for George. Behrmann, unsafe release, and he ran over something. I think that the rear jack was still attached to the car and he was just hovering there, so he had a 10-second stop go penalty and he basically served his penalty and went to the pits, and that was it. Oscar has a wobble on the same corner as Lando at this point. He then pits on lap 43. Lap 44, Lando then pits for hards with a 2.7-second pit stop. Lap 51, Lando is still behind Antonelli when he really should have got round him a lot faster. I don't know what was going on with the car. Sainz floor damage, but front wing was okay. Three laps to go, Lando in fifth. And we finished the race with Max passing Oscar in the championship. Was the game to get him ahead of Oscar all along? I don't know. So at this point, Hadjar has a puncture. Carlos is in third, absolute chaos. Lando then eventually gets round Antonelli, but then he runs wide. So technically, lots of people have said that Antonelli let Lando past, mostly Helmut Marko, because he's just a prick. He didn't let him past. He just ran wide. Sainz then gets third, with Max in first and Piastri in second. He has no words whatsoever, with the worst pit strategy I have arguably ever seen. And at this point, it's almost like Papaya is backing Red Bull to win the championship. Did they put Max ahead of Oscar to make sure they didn't have to pick between the two drivers? I personally think so. And I've also got here, I think that Williams is on the up and up, as Carlos Sainz has had two podiums this year and Lewis Hamilton in the bright red tractor has had zero. I said at the beginning of the year, I will say it towards the end of the year, Lewis Hamilton moving to Ferrari was career suicide. Change my mind. Because I bet you can't. Okay, so on that note, in the words of Top Gear on that terrible bombshell, we're going to move on to off-track news. Now, it's been spicy over the last week and a bit. I have held off doing off-track news last episode because, as you know, there isn't really a lot going on towards the end of the season. However, this week we have been blessed. We have been blessed. So, off-track news, bigger piece of off-track news to start with. Adrian Newey appointed team principal at Aston Martin for next year. Could Stroll be getting the boot now that his dad is out of the picture? I doubt it. However, there is hope, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope. Then, today, at time of recording, Red Bull lineup has been announced. Hadjar moves up to the second Red Bull seat. Arvid Lindblad, probably absolutely butchered that name, so I can only apologise, steps up into the second seat of the RBs alongside Lawson. And you guessed it, ladies and gentleberries, that means that Yuki is out. He is staying in the Red Bull family. However, he is not with any team next year and is out of Formula One. So that brings us to the final race of the season, ladies and gents. But I hear you say, Bex, what does Lando have to do to win the championship? Well, my loving viewers, this is the problem we have here. All Lando has to do to win is to get a podium. Now, for somebody like Lewis or Oscar or Max or even Carlos at this point, that's an easy thing to do, no? Especially when you have a really well-performing car. You would think that being on a podium would be an easy thing to do. However, this is Lando Norris we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is bottle job Norris. This is turn one losing position to Max Verstappen level bottle job Norris. So, as you can probably tell, I'm a little bit stressed. My voice is stressed. My brain is stressed. Everything about this is stressed. All he has to do is get on a podium next weekend to win. However, there is still two other drivers in contention. Number one being Max, the four-time world champion, which stresses me the fuck out. And the other, Oscar Piastri, with a point to prove. Should he not finish on a podium, he would need Max to be eliminated in order to win. That's stressful. So, right now, I am going to put some predictions from members of the Race Rundown community on what they think for Sunday's race. If you want to get involved with your predictions, put them in the comments, slide me a DM on TikTok, on Instagram, anywhere that you guys listen to the podcast, leave me a comment. Also leave a follow and subscribe if you want to while you're there. I want to hear your thoughts, feelings, opinions ahead of Sunday's race. So let's hear from the members of the Race Rundown community. And we'll be right back.
For next weekend, I predict that Max will win, unfortunately. But I think it'll be down to a McLaren fuck-up. Something go wrong, it stops going to get messed up. Max is just going to win by, like, a big margin, I reckon. I hope not. But, yeah, I reckon it'll be down to McLaren's strategy that fucks it.
I'm going to go with Lando winning the race and the championship, with Max splitting him and Oscar in second, Oscar in third. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
My prediction for the final race of the season. I reckon Lando's going to get it. I feel like something very drastic is going to have to happen for Lando not to get it. We shall have to wait and see. Bring on Sunday. The three-year-old's prediction. She has informed us that she thinks that Max is going to win and that Oscar is going to hit Lando. Apparently, she is convinced that the McLarens are going to have a crash. I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't put it past Oscar to crash into Lando. But we all know she is a Max fangirl, so we shall have to wait and see.
Well, that was certainly some interesting insight there from other members of the community. If you want to get involved in a future episode, be sure to join the Facebook group, follow us all on socials, and listen to the podcast every week. You never know when you might be able to get involved. And until then, I've been your girl Bex. This has been the Race Rundown, and I will catch you all next week for the last race of the season. Oh my god. Peace.